You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. Kevin McCullough Radio, glad you're with us. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, pursuing clarity, and helping people.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, just a couple of days ago, there were 82 families in crisis, and because of your faithfulness, there are now only 47 families that are in crisis of that original 82 list. What are we talking about? Keep it right here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, trying to help those with food for the poor.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so here's the bottom line, friend. Every day that we go a little bit farther and we haven't reached all 47 of the remaining families now, I really start to worry. I start to become anxious because I know that the 82 families that Food for the Poor put on that list regarding our efforts in Haiti are the ones that are in the greatest need. They're the ones that have the biggest challenge in terms of staying alive. And it is really I don't say this to try to over exaggerate. It is an issue of life or death. We are talking about people that will die without clean water. We are talking about people that will die without nutritious food. And Food for the Poor can reach all 47 families. They just need our help to get the food there. And that can be done very, very cost effectively. You've heard us talking about it for the last couple of days. You hear a little bit more urgency in my voice. Friends, I'm begging you, please don't let these 47 families whose parents love the children and whose children play with each other and who God loves every one of them just as much. Don't let one of them be put by the wayside because we didn't act in time. It's not that we don't have the capability of reaching all of them. It's that we just haven't made it important enough in our lives yet. And that's one of the reasons why I'm really hoping that in the next hour, with every bit of God's grace and goodness that he has poured into your life, that maybe you and I can turn this around. It's just that important. Here's the phone number, 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. But we need your help. 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman is back in studio with us. And Todd, those 47 families that we... Well, let me just tell you, I had a kind of surreal moment this morning. My family and I have moved in the last 2 weeks. And while I've been doing my normal thing on the radio and maintaining all the other responsibilities, we packed up the whole house and went about a mile down the road, and we're still living out of boxes. But today was one of those days where we didn't, you know, have to start working on them at 4:30 in the morning to be done. And I took that extra little second, and I was just laying in bed, and I heard Charlotte and Jonathan talking to each other in their rooms down the hallway. And I thought, you know, God, you've been really good to us. We're not going to wake up this morning and go downstairs and not find a box of Cheerios in the pantry. We're not going to find, we're not going to worry about not finding a gallon of milk in the refrigerator or having the stuff to pack the turkey sandwiches for school today. You've provided all of that for us. And then my heart was immediately struck because those people in Haiti that we are focusing on, these 47 families that are left, they would give anything to have a comfortable bed and to be able to say, oh, I've got a box of Cheerios and a gallon of milk. And while those things may be even impractical on some level in terms of their life, they would think in a heartbeat, they wouldn't even think about changing places with me. And so I was very, very convicted about what we have not yet done. Todd, these people will die if we don't take action.
Yeah, the situation in Haiti, Kevin, is really, really desperate.
Probably the most desperate it's been since the days following the earthquake of 2010. That is a very distant memory for us here in the U.S., but not a distant memory for the people of Haiti. And, you know, when you talk to them, they kind of harken back to those days. They're like, you know, we haven't been this scared since after the earthquake hit. And they're scared because a three-year drought has wiped out the food supplies. Their crops are not growing. Water is extremely difficult to find. It's always been a challenge in Haiti to get clean, safe drinking water. But now, more than ever, because the freshwater sources have just dried up because of a prolonged lack of rain. And so the families are absolutely desperate. Unfortunately, when you get into a situation like this in a country like Haiti, where you don't have any government to speak of that can lend a hand or intervene or, help prop the people up, then the criminal elements tend to come forth. And the gangs, we're getting reports of gangs taking over entire areas of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, and that makes the law-abiding citizens even scared to go out and, you know, try to get whatever they could get as far as food goes. And so it's just all the way around. It's a desperate situation, and this is the time where we as God's people have a responsibility, and I really do mean that. When we look at Scripture and we look at all of the Scriptures that talk about caring for the poor and the needy and not oppressing the poor and being there for them and lending as we have the ability when we see someone in need. This is a time when we, as the body of Christ, now that we're aware of the situation, Kevin, we are obligated. We have a responsibility to help. And the beautiful part is that you can make a significant difference for, frankly, a very small amount of money for most of us. I mean, we're talking $27 a month. If you could find that in your budget, maybe, you know, shuffle some stuff around, redirect some funds for a period of time, $27 a month just for the next 12 months. And Food for the Poor can take that and feed a family of four people two meals a day, every day for the next year through a Food for the Poor feeding program. And hopefully, you know, get them through the remaining days of this drought. I mean, we got to believe, please, Lord, that it can't go on that much longer. But also give them access to clean, safe drinking water. But I think even beyond the physical needs that you can meet with that $27 monthly gift, Kevin, you can give these families hope again and peace of mind. You can let them know that all is not lost, that there is actually someone or someone's on their side pulling for them and standing in this gap with them.
And if you're moved by this, friend, if you've heard us talking about this for the last couple of days and you intend to give, right now is the time. Those 47 families that remain, they have no resources. There is no backstop. There is no Medicaid or Medicare program in Haiti. There is no type of government help that can come. And Food for the Poor, on the ground for 30 years, but particularly in the last three during this extended drought, have just been a lifesaver for families just like them. But these 47 are in particularly difficult circumstances, and we need to do all that we can to help. Here's the phone number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Those last four numbers spell the word hope, if that helps you. 855-907-4673. You can also give online at am570themission.com, and it just takes a couple of minutes. But here's one other additional reason why you might give right now. There's a friend of Food for the Poor that has said, for the remainder of this hour, if you give a gift of $27 a month for the next 12 months, or if you give a gift of $54 a month for the next 6 months, you do either one of those, you're going to help one family be taken off of the critical care list, because we're going to be able to speak for them and get them food and do everything that needs to be done. You're going to eliminate one family from the danger zone, so to speak. If you can do $54 a month for 6 months, if you can do $54 a month for 12 months, you can take two families off the list. But if you can do 27 for the full 12 or 54 for six, either one of those, one family is going to be helped. Now, I have to think that in this moment, at this stage of April, where the weather's starting to get nice and you're starting to understand, you know, this is the tax season's right around the corner, and you may have gotten your refund already, this would be a great time to allocate some of those resources that, to be candid, you can afford to do, to move into a person's life, to move into a person's existence, to help save their life. And not just one person, but their entire family. That's what $27 a month does. That's what $54 a month will do for two families. And if you do it in this hour, it's going to double. So you could actually help four families for $54 a month or two families for $27 a month. But it won't happen if we don't take action. So take advantage of this matching challenge. Make your dollars go farther because of both your generosity and someone else following God's leading and doing exactly the same thing. That's what literally the book of James talks about doing when it says stimulate one another to love and good deeds. It's literally to encourage one another to get out there and do what you can to make a difference. Friends, families will die if we don't reach them. And we need to right now. 855-907-4673. When you give your gift, they start receiving help almost immediately. 855-907-4673. Please make the call right now. 855-907-4673. When Joyce Smith's son falls through an icy lake, all hope seems lost. But Joyce refuses to give in. Breakthrough, the movie, reminds us that even when facing impossible odds, faith and love create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. Based on the inspirational true story, Breakthrough is a movie that could resurrect your faith and point your friends toward the God of miracles. In theaters beginning Wednesday, April 17th, learn more at breakthroughmovie.com. And I know that each of us could use a breakthrough in our lives, so why don't you pray with me right now? Holy Spirit, breathe life back into my marriage in Jesus' name. Amen.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for the longest time. The reason I have is because of how much I believe in this miracle product. It was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. You've heard me talk to him on Wellness Thursdays all the time. But he really gives credit for the creation of this to God, because what God put in fruits and vegetables is what God intended you to put in your body. And because of that, it seems to work. And I'm just telling you that because I went through all of winter and all of spring. I didn't have one congestive bronchitis outbreak. I used to have those every time the weather changed when I was growing up. I didn't even get a cold or a flu this year. And that's really remarkable given my track record. So I give all that credit to the Balance of Nature keeping my immune system up. Every capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies in it. And once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You have a lot more energy. It's time to improve that quality of your life. So why don't you right now, because between now and April 21st, they've got a special plan. Why don't you right now call and get 20% off at free and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, that's 20% off the price that's listed and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature with this radio offer, and it will only be available through April 21st. Call right now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to use my promo code, The Mission, changing America one life at a time. 800-246-8751.
Hello, this is Peter Ciccone from the New York RX Card. Let me tell you about a great program, the New York RX Card. It's New York's premier prescription discount program, and we have saved New Yorkers over $300 million. If you're paying too much for your prescriptions, then go to our website at nyrxcard.com. There you can download a card and start saving money on the medications that you need to buy. Best of all, it's free, and you can save up to 80% on your medications. Our program is safe and secure. When you use our program, no one's going to try to sell or profit from your patient information, the particular medication you might be taking, or any other vital information that you'd like to keep private. So do yourself a favor, tell a friend, and go to the NewYorkRxCard.com. That's NYRxCard.com, and download your free card and start saving money. If you live in New Jersey, go to NewJerseyDrugCard.com. That's NewJerseyDrugCard.com. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use that promo code WMCA. That number again, 800-506-2641. Promo code WMCA.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, for those of you that are joining us and for those of you that said, yes, it is time for us to get involved as a family. Our family is going to speak for one family. We're going to take one family off that critical care list with Food for the Poor. Thank you. For those of you that just did that on the phone during the last break, 855-907-4673 is the phone number, 855-907-4673. Only $27 a month will do it. If you spend $27 a month on other stuff that you can't even trace, I mean, seriously, Todd, on Saturdays, it's kind of gotten into a matter of convenience for our family, but between Taekwondo and ballet and running the kids from this place to that place, I've gotten a little bit lazy on Saturdays, and I've hit that Wendy's drive-thru. You know how much I spent on the Wendy's drive-thru on Saturdays, Todd? For the whole family to eat lunch on Saturdays at Wendy's. All
yeah,
five
I'm gonna
of us.
I'm going to guess probably $30-$35.
You're so close. $35 to $38, like clockwork, every Saturday I spend that. For less than that fast food lunch, we can rescue a family for $27. Friends, that's how simple this is. This is why my family believes in it, and this is why we're involved. Are you involved? 855-907-4673. But Todd, let's thank a couple of people, and let's also tell a story of someone whose life has been impacted by the work that Food for the Poor is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank Theodore, who is from Union, New Jersey. Theodore gave an amazing gift of $2,000. Now, I understand not everybody can do that, but there are many people, frankly, who can. You know, you have that capacity. God has really, really abundantly blessed you. And could I challenge you? That would be a significant gift. You would be providing food for your water for life for six families, which would be doubled up to be 12 families. We could cross 12 families off of our list of these 47 remaining families just like that, with a tax deductible gift of $2,000. So thank you, Theodore, for doing that. He's a repeat donor to Food for the Poor. Thank you for coming back and giving some more in response to this crisis. And then Walter called from Roselle, New Jersey, and he said, hey, we could do that $27 monthly gift. We understand the need is significant, and our family wants to be a part of that. So that again becomes two families right there with food for a year and water for life. I wanted to share a thought from the executive director of Food for the Poor. His name is Angel Aloma. He has been to Haiti numerous times in his 20-plus years with Food for the Poor, has a heart for the people of Haiti, and just has an amazing way to communicate the needs that our brothers and sisters in Haiti are facing.
Haiti is in crisis every day.
But then when something happens, when Mother Nature is somewhat unkind to them, that crisis that is daily becomes devastation. Of course, in 2010, we had an earthquake that actually took 250,000 lives approximately, an entire city you could call it when you think of the population of a mid-sized city. Then just as the country's beginning to regain its footing, they have last year in October Hurricane Matthew. It goes right through the southern peninsula and cuts right across the country with 145 miles per hour wind. This completely devastated that part of the country. It drowned their livestock. It decimated their crops, totally destroying them. And of course, the shacks they were living in, the houses built of sticks and mud and branches and cardboard and zinc, were totally destroyed. This now is not even the full situation, because after the hurricane, they decided to plant crops once again, and then they have a drought, which again decimated their crops. So these poor people find themselves without food, without shelter, without comfort.
And that's why, friends, it's so critical that if you have the capacity to do something right now, you step in. Sorry about that. I'm having a malfunction on my computer here, Kev. Hold on one second. That's why, friends, it's so critical that if you can do something, if you hear this clarion call, maybe you've heard it now a couple times here on the Kevin McCullough Show, but you just haven't taken action. Could I entreat you right now to do something, to bring your best gift, whether it's $27 a month? You could give $14 a month if that fits your budget better. And again, that's going to be doubled. So that, in essence, would save a family as well. Normally, it's two people, food for your, water for life. But now that becomes four people giving food for your, water for life. And I want to talk to parents if I can for a second. And by the way, the number 855-907-4673. You know, Kevin, when it comes to hearing about needs like this, I think it's so important that the filter that I try to run things through in my heart and my mind is, what if it were me? Mm-hmm. What if it were me? What if I was waking up today literally the prospect of nothing for my family to eat? What would I hope that someone would do for me? Because, you know, literally, this is a situation, and it's hard for Americans to relate to this because, frankly, we're very, very self-sufficient, largely because we live in an extremely blessed situation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got the richest country on the face of the earth, and we have ample supplies of everything. And when things go devastatingly wrong, we have a government that can come along and support us. Many of us have, as believers, we have networks, friends at churches and things like that. And so even if we do fall hard, chances are there's going to be someone who can come along and help us. But in Haiti, that's not the situation, because the entire country of 11 million people, you know, 10 plus million people of that population count are all in the same situation with no government to help them. And even the people at the church, though they have the heart to help, they don't have the resources to help because they're just as poor as their congregants. And so, you know, where do they turn? And frankly, they turn to the Lord first and foremost. And I think the Lord turns to us because He has so abundantly blessed us. And He says, okay, I need you, my children, now to step up in this moment and show my love in a transformative and a merciful way to your brothers and sisters who may have a different skin color, certainly speak a different language, live in a different country, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to God. We are all God's children, and we have this amazing opportunity right now to make a difference and literally, Kevin, save their lives.
Friends, you can do it right now. And there are 47 families that are basically begging us for our help. 47 families that are saying, God, please send someone to help us find nutritious food and clean drinking water. Friends, think about how grateful we can be because of what God has blessed us with. And then for less than it costs for a fast food lunch on Saturday, you can feed a family for a whole month. Come on, we can do this. $27 a month takes care of one family right now. Will you call? Every family being matched family for family by a generous matching challenge this hour. Please make the call. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
The world's greatest gospel show keeps getting bigger. McDonald's Gospel Fest 2019, Saturday, May 11th, Mother's Day weekend at Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. A special tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, starring Yolanda Adams, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Fred Hammond, and Shirley Caesar. And just added Grammy-nominated Tamar Braxton. Get your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or go to www.ticketmaster.com. The world's greatest gospel show, McDonald's Gospel Fest 2019. Produced and directed by A. Curtis Farrow.
All of us in the metro area care about the future of our cities. The government helps, but it's individuals who really bring hope. Pillar College targets students who'd be transformational leaders, but the working learner often has to choose between staying in class and covering needs at home. Pillar College, the only Christ-centered institution in New Jersey, gives over $1 million in grants each year, helping hundreds of students change their course of life.
The opportunity to attend school and work full-time. Their financial help allowed me to graduate and pursue a master's degree. Today, I'm a top executive and a first-generation graduate.
Pillar College invites you to join this mission. Join the 550 campaign and help raise $500,000 in 50 days from May 12th to June 30th. Your gift of any amount will ensure Pillar continues its mission and impact the lives of many who cannot cross the line without you. To join this campaign, go to pillarcollege.edu or call 973-803-5000. That's 973-803-5000.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you. I can't stop saying thank you because you have responded. You have stepped up. There are those of you that are feeling the Holy Spirit moving and God is working on you and you are responding in that way because you sense the plight of what these Haitian families are dealing with. So thank you for responding. Thank you for listening to the Lord in the process of that. And maybe there are those of you that feel like your $27 doesn't really matter that much. It absolutely does. Friends, $27 a month, it's a one-time gift if you want to do it all at once, of $320, but that's a lot of help. You're feeding an entire family for an entire year with that, and you're giving them clean drinking water for the rest of their life in a land where there is no food and practically no water. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Todd Chapman, let's thank some more people.
Yeah, Lois just called from Newburgh. Thank you, Lois, for giving your $127 one-time gift. See, you know, yeah, Kevin, to your point, whatever, what's the right number for you? Whatever God lays on your heart, whatever works for your budget. What's important is that we get maximum participation. If everyone listening to us right now just did a little bit of something, it would be amazing how this need would be met so quickly. So, Lois, thank you so much for hearing the call and bringing your generous life-saving gift. And then Jaroslav from Brooklyn called and said, hey, you know what? Been praying about it. That $27 monthly gift feels just right for our budget. We can do that. And that will actually save two families, because don't forget, everything that you give this hour, your gift right now is doubled to help twice as many people. So $27 a month just for the next 12 months, and two families can be saved. These families that are just throwing up prayers like crazy that God would somehow miraculously intervene in this drought and provide them with life-saving food and water. As a matter of fact, I'd love for you to hear from one of the moms that's facing this battle right now. I met her last year in Haiti, last fall, when I was there on my last trip. Her name is Nirlan.
When you pray to God, what do you say to him about yourself and your family?
I ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids. Maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
Man, what she says there, Kevin, you know, such faith, especially when you consider what they're going through right now. But she says, I know God doesn't allow pain without relief. But you got to believe, after 3 years of drought on top of just the regular day-to-day, you know, struggle of life in Haiti, man, if I'm in that situation, I got to tell you, I think I could probably write a couple psalms, you know, a couple laments, right? And I'd be saying, why, God, when will the suffering end? Why don't you hear us? When will you bring the rains? When will you bring relief? But here's one mom saying, you know what? I know God will bring relief. And in the meantime, I'm just praying that God, did you catch that at the very end? I'm praying that God will put someone in my path who can make a difference. And that someone, friend, could be you. You don't have to go to Haiti to get in the path and make a difference in Nirlan's life. We have this incredible technology of radio stations and credit cards and call centers. And you can hear my voice right now. You can say, you know what? I'm going to do something. You can make a phone call and in 4 minutes send some money that reaches a mom just like Nirlan and does make a difference in her very, very trying, life-threatening circumstance. The question is, will you? Will you seize this opportunity that God has brought before you right now in this moment to make a difference in the life of a family in Haiti?
You may have been listening the last couple of days. By the way, here's the phone number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You may have been hearing us tell some of these stories, relate some of these firsthand voices from Haiti. And you may be saying to yourself, Kev, it seems so overwhelming. It seems so overwhelming that the problem seems so big. And it is. It's an entire nation in food crisis. It's an entire nation in food insecurity. But we're not asking you to help the entire island. What we're asking you to do is to say, can I help one? Can I help one family? Can I help one mother tonight who does not have enough to feed her children? Get some rice and some beans to get some basic carbohydrate and protein into the bodies of her children so that they will not suffer the maleffects of malnutrition. So that their bodies can continue to grow, so that their hair doesn't go orange and their bellies don't become distended and they don't start, stunting the growth of the child. Friends, that happens in Haiti. My first son, he's not my firstborn, because my firstborn came a few years later, but my first son in our family was adopted from Haiti. And he has suffered with physical growth issues his entire life. He'll never be taller than about the 5'2" that he is now. And the reason largely is because he was not fed enough when he was first born. These problems will stay with people for a long time, but we have the opportunity to do something about it. And I'm not asking you to adopt anybody. I'm asking you to feed someone who's hungry. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. And your gift matched right now. Help one family, $27 a month. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olani's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olani's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olani serves up all your favorites, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie with 6 apples in every pie. Olani's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and it's a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olani's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olani himself says, Olani's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688, or go to olunnies.com. That's olunnies.com. Spring is here, and with it comes the start of engagement and wedding season, which means it's time to visit our friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds to pick out the perfect engagement ring and wedding bands. Anu has an amazing offer just for my listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. So if you or a loved one is looking to get a ring by spring, as we've been saying around these parts, go to Lord's Diamonds. Anu will help you create a one-of-a-kind custom engagement ring. Give her a call at 212-789-8500 or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com. You're going to get impeccable service. You will not get that anywhere else. And she will work with you every step of the way to create the most beautiful piece designed just for you. Set up your appointment, get your dream engagement ring up to $500 off and wedding bands today. Call 212-789-8500, 212-789-8500, or visit them online at lordsdiamonds.com and get that ring by spring. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for the longest time. The reason I have is because of how much I believe in this miracle product. It was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. You've heard me talk to him on Wellness Thursdays all the time. But he really gives credit for the creation of this to God, because what God put in fruits and vegetables is what God intended you to put in your body. And because of that, it seems to work. And I'm just telling you that because I went through all of winter and all of spring. I didn't have one congestive bronchitis outbreak. I used to have those every time the weather changed when I was growing up. I didn't even get a cold or a flu this year. And that's really remarkable given my track record. So I give all that credit to the Balance of Nature keeping my immune system up. Every capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies in it. And once you start taking it, you're going to feel great. Your skin looks better. You have a lot more energy. It's time to improve that quality of your life. So why don't you right now, because between now and April 21st, they've got a special plan. Why don't you right now call and get 20% off at free and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature. Again, that's 20% off the price that's listed and free shipping on any first order of Balance of Nature with this radio offer, and it will only be available through April 21st. Call right now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to use my promo code, The Mission, changing America one life at a time. 800-246-8751.
The Redeemed Christian Church of God invites you to the 2019 Holy Ghost Convocation, Friday, April 12th at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard in the Bronx at 6 p.m. Registration is free at rccgnewyork.org. That's rccgnewyork.org. Guest speakers include Pastor Peter M. N. Kinan, Assistant General Overseer of East Africa, Pastor James Fadell, Special Assistant to the General Overseer North America, your host, Pastor Daniel Daniel Ajaya Adeniran, and a musical concert with Jumbo and the Region 6 Choir. Register today for your complimentary tickets to the Redeemed Christian Church of God's 2019 Holy Ghost Convocation, Friday, April 12th at the Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, 250 Bedford Park Boulevard in the Bronx at 6 p.m. Registration is free at rccgnewyork.org. That's rccgnewyork.org. rccgnewyork.org. When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go, I say use it all. Always
on my road, I'm still New York. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio. I'm still
New York. Friends, it means the world. When we ask you to consider and to take inventory of your heart and to take a look, and Todd and I can't tell you what to do. We can't tell you what to think or how to feel. It just is very, very gratifying, very thankful, very humbling to see you go to the phone and pick up that receiver or pull it out of your pocket these days and dial that number and spend those 2 minutes and that $27 a month for the next year to save a family. It's such a small amount, and yet it does such a big amount of good. And I want to be persistent in saying thank you. In fact, Todd, let's take a second and say thanks to a couple of people.
Yeah, I was just refreshing my screen, and I see that we got a call from Carrie from Newark, and she said, hey, hearing about the need here, and I want to give a $27 monthly gift, and she said, I can do that for the next 6 months. That's what works for her budget. That's awesome, Carrie. Thank you so much. That'll be doubled again and actually becomes a year's worth of food for one person, for a family in Haiti. Yeah. Food for a year and water for life. So you see how this works, friends. There is no wrong number. There's a wrong number. You can dial a wrong number and not get to the right place. But as far as the dollars go, there is no wrong number. It's just about you being obedient to whatever God lays on your heart. And Food for the Poor will take your gift and with all possible speed, turn it into life-saving food and also clean, safe drinking water. 855-907-4673. Now, maybe you're wondering, so Kevin, let me address this because I'm sure people are thinking, okay, so you know, when you're talking about feeding somebody for a year and giving them water for life, it sure doesn't seem like, you know, $80 is very much money to do that. How do you do it? Well, first of all, Food for the Poor, and it's a great question. Food for the Poor has been doing this for more than 37 years now in various countries around the world, and in Haiti for more than 30 years. And we've just been blessed with tremendous partnerships. For example, much of the food that you are helping to provide is actually donated to Food for the Poor. And so when you don't have to buy the food, your primary cost just becomes distribution. And so that makes the meals very inexpensive. The price per meal really hovers at about 10 cents, 10 to 12 cents per meal is the cost for the food. And again, that's mainly distribution. And then as far as water goes, basically what happens is for every $80 you give, we take about $5 or $6 of that, we combine it with that from other people's gifts, and we can build a water well or a water purification unit that serves an entire community of people for the next 30 or 40 years. Kevin, you've seen these. These are amazing. They pump out 10,000 gallons of water a day. They'll last for 30 or 40 years if anything ever goes wrong, if the well dries up or the pump head breaks or the purification unit fails for whatever reason. We have teams that go back out that get it working again. So it truly is water for life. And so that's how we get that done. But again, without your generosity, your love, your compassion, the water doesn't flow. The food doesn't go out, doesn't get distributed. You make this happen. God uses you to make these miracles happen. So friends, will you let God use you right now to save these families in Haiti?
It's simple. You just call the number and you just give them your credit card, and they, you know, one time a month, they just hit it. And for the next 12 months, that $27, as it comes out, goes directly into feeding the family that we're talking about right now. One of those 47 that we started the show still in need of today. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. And Todd, I want to speak to the effectiveness of it as well for a second, because of the way we can do it with the electronic payment now. I remember the last time Angel Aloma was with us, he talked about how that can be turned into almost an overnight transaction by which that family begins receiving food the next day. That seems impossible from, you know, the idea of like the old days where you had to process it and then get the rice and ship it down, all that stuff. But it's because we've already got those infrastructures in place. Yeah. Immediately, families can begin to be helped right away.
Yes. So think of it as a big machine, right? The machine of food for the poor is always running. I mean, we're always purchasing or getting food donated. We literally have containers going, you know, to and from Haiti every week, loaded with food and supplies, whatever is needed. They're constantly in motion. So in a way, you know, it's kind of as if food for the poor is, well, it's not in a way, we are always operating on faith because we're just trusting that God will provide as he has for 37 years through our generous donors to make sure that the food keeps flowing. So it's not as if you give a gift and then we say, oh, we got some money, now let's go buy food and ship it, and it's going to take a month to get to, you know, to put your dollar to work. No, the machine's already running. So it's almost as if your gift is fuel that keeps the machine that's in motion, you know, keeps the food flowing. But what it does is it allows us to reach even more people, because as more people get involved with food for the poor, then we have more resources. We can add another person, another family, another village to the feeding program. We can build more wells. So you see how this works. But you're right, Kevin. I mean, there's not a delay. This thing is already moving. You just add capacity, if you will, to what Food for the Poor is able to do.
And if you do it right now, that's twice as much because of this challenge this hour, because of the generosity of someone who has larger resources challenging us. Friends, if we give that gift right now, that is going to go twice as far. So, for instance, our family decided at the top of the hour, now's the time we're going to give. We're going to do two families for the next year. So every month that $54 is going to ding the McCullough checkbook, and we're going to pray for the families that it's going to. And we're going to be reminded every time we look at our credit card statement that part of what God has blessed us with is going to feed someone who is in need. But not just two families right now. It's going to be four families because of that matching challenge. So we have almost a family per person in our household that we're going to be able to pray for. We won't know the name of, but we can pray for them. We can love on them through this coming year, knowing that our monthly amount, as little as it is, $54 a month, is going to help feed four families. You could do the same thing right now, friends. You could do the same thing right now. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Todd, I don't like to talk about this side of the equation much, but I know that there's been at least a couple of times where Food for the Poor got to the person who needed the help a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, I just want you to reflect on one of those occasions and just communicate to us what it means and kind of what happens in the midst of that. Because we don't want to be late, not for a single one of these 47 families. So it's important to know that side of the equation as well. It's Kevin McCullough. Friends, I'm thankful that you've been with us. I'm thankful that you've been praying. If you have already given, please continue to pray. 47 families are what we need to get that whole list taken care of. Will you help us right now? One name of one family can be scratched off the list if you go $27 a month for 12 months. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673.
WMCA families are invited to Hawthorne Christian Academy's interactive open house on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. at their campus in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Engage in dynamic hands-on learning, participate in classroom activities, and interact with teachers in your children's future classrooms. Child care is provided and light refreshments will be served. Hawthorne Christian Academy provides a rigorous educational experience in nurturing classrooms led by teachers who love the Lord, their subject area, and their students. HCA is fully accredited, offering classes for preschool through 12th grade. Come discover the HCA difference and visit the interactive open house on April 16th at 6:30 p.m. For more information or to RSVP, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331. That's 973-423-3331 or go to www.hca.org.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turned to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, do you excuse me? I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you. Thank you to those of you who have given this hour. We are very, very grateful because every one of you that has stepped up. You're helping a family be taken from starvation and dehydration into being fed and into being loved and into being helped in a way that they desperately need. A 3-year drought still underway in Haiti and no sign of it letting up anytime soon. You know, Todd, recently the state of California had been under a drought, I think, for something like 6 years. And just this year, after a record rainfall, they were finally able to say that they had come out of it. I'm hoping and praying that Haiti doesn't stay in that category for that long. They just don't have the resources to deal with it, and people are dying as a result. And sometimes we've been too late in the past. And I know, Todd, for you personally, there's been a story or two in which that has really affected you. Tell me about one of them.
Yeah, probably the one that has left just a unmistakable or unforgettable mark in my life was a little boy named Francois. We were at an orphanage in the heart of Port-au-Prince, and we were visiting. And this is it's run by a lady named Carol, and she just started a number of years ago taking in these kids that had literally been abandoned by their parents on the streets of Port-au-Prince. And she wasn't running an orphanage officially; she was just a mom and happened to have a kind of large home. And so she started, you know, pulling these kids in. And orphanages, they're not a huge thing in Haiti. They're kind of culturally verboten in a way. And so she took these kids in. Well, before she knew it, she had 20 kids in her care, and it got to the point where she was like, I need some help. So she came to Food for the Poor, and we started helping Carol, and Renaissance des Enfants is the name of her orphanage. So we're visiting there one day with a group of media people like Kevin, and we're just talking to the kids, and I hear this baby crying incessantly in the background. And, you hear a baby cry for a while, but then it stops. That's normal. This kept going for probably 10 or 15 minutes. And finally, I'm like, what's going on? And I asked one of the workers, I said, what's with this child that's crying? And the worker says to me through the translator, oh, that's the boy with the head. Okay. Mm. Well, don't all boys have heads, I hope. And I said, show me. And they took me back and they showed me a little boy with hydrocephalus. Mm-hmm. And his head was the size of a basketball. Mm. And he was wailing because of the pain. He would lay his hand on his head and just cry incessantly. We rushed him to a hospital to get aid. And sadly, it was too late for that little boy. And, you know, Kevin, that's one little boy whose name I know. And we weren't there in time to save him. But what really breaks my heart even more than everything else is all the kids that we don't know about that are dying right now from lack of food and other ailments that could so easily be cured if we could just get to them. Yeah. And that's what you allow us to do. You allow us to reach yet another child, another family who are literally on death's door because of lack of food, lack of water, and lack of medical attention. So please, friends, whatever you can do, would you do it right now? Because the need is so urgent.
And that matching challenge continues until straight up top of the hour. So, friends, please call right now, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you to those of you that have already given. Please pray that we reach all 47 families, 855-907-4673.